Good morning, this is Case, and today we are reading Mark 10, verses 1 to 12. Mark 10, starting at verse 1. And he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds gathered to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. And Pharisees came up, and in order to test him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Now, there are two things in that passage that stand out to me. First of all, it's in verse 1 where it says, "And again, as was his custom, he taught them." And it just reminds me of the fact that Jesus is a teacher. Every time I meet up with him, he teaches me things. He teaches me about himself, about myself, about the kingdom, about God. He is a teacher by his very nature, and we can learn so much from him. And it's good to meet up with him and listen to what he has to say. The second thing that stands out to me is the the discrepancy between what Jesus asks and what the Pharisees answer. They've asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" And he says this, he says, "What did Moses command you?" And they say, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and not to send her away." There's a discrepancy there. Jesus says, "What is the command?" And they say, "Well, this is allowed." And yet Jesus says it's because of their hardness of heart that Moses allowed them to divorce. But the ideal is this, is that God put a man and a woman together, and together they become one flesh. And God has joined them together, and it's not good for anyone, including themselves, to separate. Now I realize that this is an ideal, but the kingdom of God is a kingdom of ideals, of extremes, of things that are actually possible. But the question really should not be, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? The question should be, is it lawful for a man to stay with his wife and love her, even if divorce is what seems to be the obvious thing? God has put man and woman together, and together they are good. Now, this is not to condemn people who get divorced, and I know it happens. And it's not good when it happens. Talk to anybody who's gotten divorced and they will tell you that it hurts. It causes pain. It causes pain in the men and women involved, in their family. If they've got children, enormous pain in their children. It's not good, even when it happens. But when it happens, there's forgiveness and healing and restoration. But God's ideal is this, that a man and a woman stay together for life, and that together they are one flesh. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that your kingdom deals in extremes, because you are extreme. Your love is extreme, your grace is extreme, your goodness is extreme, your righteousness is extreme, your holiness is extreme, and your kingdom just reflects all of that. Lord, we are allowed to enter that kingdom and be part of it. And let it infiltrate our lives so that we too become extreme in all these things and become more and more like yourself. Lord, I love it when you teach me, even if it's something hard. And I would ask you to keep teaching us every day, all day. Keep teaching us and help us to have open heart and receive the words that you speak to us. Amen.